If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so get this.
Today's deep dive.
It's about your story.
You know.
That unnerving experience you shared.
About your old apartment.
And those upstairs neighbors.
It's got, like,
haunted house vibes.
Instead of ghosts.
Other humans.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Everyone dreams of finding that,
yo,
perfect, quiet apartment.
Like a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to escape to.
After a long day.
Right.
And it sounds like you found it.
For a little while, at least.
Yeah.
Then came the new upstairs neighbors.
Oh, boy.
And suddenly, that peaceful haven turned into a...
Well, let's just say it became a different kind of memorable.
Oh, you better believe it.
It started with...
Every day sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like furniture moving.
Sure.
Which, okay, totally get it.
People move in.
Of course.
But then you mentioned this comparison.
Elephants on roller skates.
I'm trying to imagine that.
And it's both hilarious and kind of terrifying at the same time.
That's a good one.
You know what I think is so fascinating about that comparison?
Is that it highlights how noise...
Even when it seems unintentional.
Can quickly feel invasive.
Even aggressive.
Wow.
There's actually a psychological reason for that.
Really?
Yeah.
We instinctively view our homes.
As our personal territories.
Mm-hmm.
And when that sense of security is breached.
By relentless noise.
Yeah.
It triggers a primal stress response.
It's like our personal space has been invaded.
And we're instantly on edge.
Exactly.
And you know, it's not just about the volume.
It's the lack of control.
We feel over our own environment.
Wow.
That's what can make it so distressing.
And in your case, it wasn't just daytime noise, was it?
You mentioned late night parties.
Things being moved around at all hours.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what time zone were these people living in?
I know, right?
Well, it's important to remember
that neighbor disputes often become less about the actual noise.
And more about the...
perceived power dynamics.
Okay.
When those boundaries are constantly crossed,
it can feel like a deliberate disregard for your well-being,
which can be incredibly frustrating.
You're spot on.
There's almost this unspoken agreement we have as neighbors
to be mindful of each other, right?
Yeah.
To coexist peacefully.
Right.
But when that's broken,
it can create this underlying tension that just keeps escalating.
Absolutely.
And because you're in such close proximity,
those conflicts can feel even more intense and personal.
Which brings us to your attempts to resolve this.
You were proactive.
Trying to, like, reason with them.
Okay.
Going through the landlord.
You even left those polite notes.
Right.
Which is actually a very human response.
You know, in any conflict,
we naturally seek resolution.
Often through communication.
Yeah.
And appeals to reason.
Right.
We hope that by explaining our perspective,
the other party will understand and adjust their behavior.
Right, exactly.
There's this hope that
maybe they just don't realize how disruptive they're being.
But then there was that moment
when things took a turn.
Oh.
You finally snapped.
And banged on the ceiling.
Hoping for a little peace and quiet.
Oh, no.
And that's a gamble in any neighbor dispute, isn't it?
You're stepping out of a passive role.
And asserting yourself.
Hoping for a positive outcome.
But as we know,
it didn't quite work out that way.
Because instead of quiet, like the response from upstairs was, well, let's just say they upped the ante.
And that escalation is key to
understanding the psychological impact of this situation.
Not only were your attempts at communication ignored, but now there's a
aggressive response
aimed right back at you.
So it's like suddenly
we're not dealing with an annoying neighbor anymore.
You're dealing with someone who's intentionally
making your life difficult.
Precisely.
It shifts from an inconvenience
to a potential threat.
Okay.
This is where that primal fight or flight response kicks in.
Oh, wow.
Your body is flooded with adrenaline.
Your heart rate increases. You might even feel a sense of dread or panic.
It's our evolutionary wiring.
Designed to protect us from danger.
Oh, absolutely.
I can only imagine
how unsettling that must have been.
Feeling trapped in your own home
mm-hmm.
with that underlying tension.
And then
it gets even stranger.
You mentioned the apartment suddenly becoming eerily quiet,
yeah.
seemingly empty.
Yet you'd see glimpses of them.
Right.
Their car was still there.
But the landlord claimed the unit was vacant.
What?
Yeah. So what's your take on that discrepancy?
Okay. So that's where this story
takes a turn
from a typical neighbor dispute
into something much more unsettling.
Yes.
It's almost like
tapping into that fear of the unknown.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say?
Our minds crave consistency.
And explanations
right.
when we encounter something.
That doesn't make sense.
Our brains try to fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Often defaulting to worst case scenarios.
So instead of just noisy neighbors,
you start to wonder, who are these people?
And what are they capable of?
Exactly.
And without concrete answers.
Your imagination takes over.
Oh, yeah.
The fear becomes amplified.
Because you're facing an unknown entity.
Wow.
It's like the foundation of your reality.
It'd become unstable.
And as if things couldn't get any weirder.
You start receiving those letters.
Oh, no, the
burdening letter
delivered to your door
from a supposedly empty apartment.
Chills, right.
This is where your story really taps into.
Our fascination with the unexplained.
Okay.
We're hardwired to be drawn to.
The strange and unusual.
But it also triggers a primal fear.
Of the
of things that defy logical explanation.
It's like those creepy stories.
We tell around a campfire.
Right
the now. Ones that send shivers down your spine.
Even though a part of you knows they can't be true.
Right. But what makes this so unsettling?
Is that this is your experience.
Your reality.
Oh, God.
Those details you describe.
The scratching sounds at your door.
Yeah.
Whispers for the empty apartment above.
Objects appearing on your doorstep.
Oh, my gosh.
They all point to something sinister.
Right.
And deliberate.
And the fact that it all escalated so quickly
adds to that feeling of being trapped in a nightmare.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
A rapid escalation of events.
Creates a sense of urgency.
Like things are spiraling out of control.
This constant state of anxiety and hypervigilance.
It can be incredibly draining.
Both mentally and physically.
It all culminated.
In that final encounter you describe. The chaotic scene in your kitchen.
That overwhelming feeling of dread.
And then
a figure appearing before you.
You said it was
a tall, slender figure in a white gown.
Its face veiled.
Wow.
It's like something straight out of a horror movie.
It's interesting you mention a horror movie.
Because what you're describing
taps into those primal fears
that we often, you know,
explore through fiction.
Okay.
You know, the unknown figure.
The scared face.
Right.
The sudden appearance.
These are all elements designed to evoke a sense of
unease and dread.
It's like our minds
are wired to fear
what we can't see,
what we can't understand.
And the fact that this figure appeared in your own home,
your sanctuary,
makes it even more terrifying.
Absolute.
Our homes are supposed to be our safe spaces.
The places where we feel most secure.
Right.
So when that sense of safety is violated,
it'd be incredibly
disorienting and traumatic.
Yeah.
It's like the boundary between our inner world
and the outside world
has been shattered.
And then just as abruptly as it began, it's over.
You fled.
Never to return.
The mystery of those upstairs neighbors, forever unresolved.
Right.
Almost
more unsettling than if there had been like a clear explanation.
I agree.
Wouldn't you say?
Our minds crave closure.
We want answers.
Even if those answers are unpleasant.
Right.
But this lack of resolution can leave us feeling like
the story is unfinished. Yeah, like we're stuck
in a perpetual state of suspense.
It's like that feeling you get when you read a book with an ambiguous ending.
You're left with more questions than answers.
And that uncertainty
can linger in your mind long after you've finished a story.
Totally.
And it's natural to wonder,
What if
you had stayed?
Right.
What if you had confronted your neighbors?
But ultimately,
they made the decision
to prioritize your safety and well-being,
which was the bravest
and most important choice.
This whole experience,
as strange and unsettling as it was,
must have had a lasting impact on you.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
If you find yourself more attuned to sounds,
right,
more aware of your surroundings,
even more cautious
when interacting with new neighbors.
Yeah. These are all
natural responses to trauma.
A way for your mind and body
to protect you
from potential threats.
But here's the thing I find so interesting.
You faced your fears head on.
You didn't ignore them.
Right.
Or try to rationalize them away.
You acknowledge the unsettling truth.
That sometimes there are things in this world
that we may never fully understand.
And that takes incredible strength.
You confronted the unknown.
You trusted your instincts.
And ultimately,
you chose to prioritize your own well-being.
There's a resilience in that.
A quiet courage that I think
goes unrecognized.
So as we wrap up this deep dive
into your experience,
here's something for you to consider.
Maybe this experience,
as unsettling as it was,
yeah,
also served as a catalyst for growth.
Perhaps it made you more attuned to your intuition,
more assertive in setting boundaries,
more appreciative of the peace and security
you have now. It's in those moments when our sense of reality is shaken
that we discover a hidden strength within ourselves.
A capacity for resilience and courage
that we never knew we possess.
That's a powerful thought to end on.
We may not have all the answers,
but by sharing your story,
by exploring the psychological impact of those events,
perhaps we can find a new understanding of ourselves
and our ability to navigate the unknown.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.